So thank you for this forum. So let's be clear. We know that our city is growing and changing, and I do not oppose growth, but we need to recognize that growth incurs costs, including more costly roads and water utilities infrastructure and additional safety services. We can and should have smart, aesthetically pleasing growth, not growth that weakens the fabric of our city. As I go door to door, I have been listening to what friends and neighbors tell me they want in their council representative. They want someone who believes in preserving neighborhoods, green spaces, parks, and public spaces that make Ann Arbor special. I agree. I was a founding member of the grassroots group that preserved the Huron Hills Golf Course, and I am on the advisory board of the Allen Creek Greenway Conservancy. Residents want a council member who will support open and transparent government. I had a program on CTN, Other Perspectives, for 3 years and examined issues of concern to our community with open and transparent journalism. As a council member, I will work to balance short-term benefits against long-term impact and costs. With your help, we can make Ann Arbor grow beautifully, so as it will continue to be a city we are proud to call home and is welcoming to a broad diversity of residents. Thank you.
Thank you again, Ann Arbor Dems, skilled moderators, candidates, and especially all you voters out there. I think we're very lucky that we've got many candidates who will do a great job advocating for their constituents and being good listeners and solving our day-to-day quality of life concerns. And then I think events like this are incredibly helpful to voters because they really bring out the differences in our larger priorities. I've had several people call me and say, you know, both of the candidates' flyers look good. What are the real differences? So there are many areas you can look to, but I'll just give you three concrete ones where I think you'll see some differences. One is transit. Do you value transit and all the benefits to equity, affordability, and the environment that it brings? If so, then ask your candidates if they or their council or community supporters were publicly in favor of recent millage. Two is rail. Do you value rail and all the importance of investing in a future with better air quality, less traffic congestion, fewer parking structures, and proven economic development? If so, ask your candidates if they unequivocally support accepting millions in federal dollars and backing 100% the outcome of the site selection process that we're going through. And three is your money. Do you want to keep your tax dollars safe from expensive lawsuits? If so, ask your candidates, how did you vote or how would you have voted on the 413 East Huron project? I know this question seems boring, but it may actually be the most critical question you can ask. Do a Google search on Sandstone Associates versus the City of Novi if you want to get a sample of how the actions of your city officials can change your community. In summary, can't answer all your questions here. My Ward 2 hotline is 845-9220 or go to kirkforcouncil.org. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.